Okay, copy. 2-1, then finish that page and go to the 3-4.
That's right, and then, of course, sequence 3 is on page 3-4, and that's Doff Suits. And that Doff Suit should occur at about 105.58. And at that point, y'all be in a position there where you can eat, and we can brief you on the rest of the surface plan. Over.
Right, that sounds super, Jim. We'll press on with that those changes, and in this briefing, we'd like a word about what our lunar stay looks like, and et cetera.
Okay, we understand.
Get all that. For some reason, it's remarkable, but once you sit down up here, the comm just clears up beautifully.
Very good. Okay, let's terminate the fuel vent, Orion.
Fuel vent spark full.
Roger.
Okay, Houston, you want a target?
Stand by. Roger, go ahead and torque, Orion. It looked pretty
triangle
good.
Triangle difference was okay. Boy, these are really neat optics. The Earth is in the window, and I'm looking right at the star. That's really good.
Ryan, this is Houston. I have some parking angles for you for the IMU.
Roger, go.
Okay, X is 286.25. Y is all zeros. Z is 087.57. Over.
286.25, all balls, 087.57.
That's good readback.
Okay, Jim, my 544 and 5 through 546, 544 changed quite a bit. It's minus now 0.116. 545 is plus 052. 546 is minus 0.068. That was after the cal. Before the cal, there were plus 006, plus 045, minus 088. Over.
Roger, I have them, Charlie.
And I guess we're ready for the e-memory dump.
Stand by.
Say when, Houston.
Okay, we're ready for the e-memory dump.
It's on its way.
Roger.
And Jim, that ags the lunar alliance for a couple of minutes there, put me within about less than a half a degree from the ping.
Roger, we copy. Ryan, your stay for T3.
Roger, stay for T3.
This is Apollo Control. 5 hours, 6 minutes.
All right, down.
Okay, I copy.
We've had loss of signal from the command module Kesper as it went behind the moon. During that front side pass, the command module pilot, Ken Mattingly, was passed some flight plan updates for the orbital science phase of the mission. Orion, meanwhile, at Descartes landing site, is going through the post-landing checklist, all the power-down procedures to conserve electrical power, and we're still up and live at 105.06.
You really want to do this, don't you, Houston?
Go ahead, Orion. Orion, this is Houston. Say again.
It works. It works.
What was that, John? What worked?
Goes right into gimbal lock.
Okay, good show.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that. That's a sad feeling just to watch that thing go over. And, Jim, the old ED bats are hanging in there at 37 each.
Okay, we copy, and I have T-17 through T-21 when you're ready to copy.
Go ahead.
Okay, T-17, 106.2505.65. T-18, 108.23, 36.87. T-19, 110+22+08.13. T-20, 112+20+39.04. T-21, 114+19+10.65. Over.
Okay, T-17, 106.25+0565. 18 is 108.23, 36.87.
19 is 110, 22, 0813. 20 is 112, 20, 3904. 21 is 114 hours, 19 minutes, and 10.65 seconds.
Good read back.
Jim, I got a question for you. I'm on page 1-5, my circuit breaker power down. Row 3, it has us pushing in the, leaving the primary S-band and the COM power amp and transmitter receiver closed. We have them open right now. What would you prefer?
Stand by. Okay, Charlie, leave those open.
Roger. And also the S-band antenna is open, and I'll leave that open. How about the cabin fan control? Do you guys want that one closed?